that. Are you pressed for time? Put you on my mind. Come a little closer like that. Staying up all night. Going drink fast. You are smiling while you're cursing. I admit it's working.
Recorded live in the Mike and Mike Production Studios in Deltona, Florida, this is the Palmer Show Plus One, Episode 3, still part of the Digitent Podcast Network. This show dives deep into topics that matter most with captivating guests. Join us as we explore the issues shaping our world and uncover insights that will leave you thinking. Get ready for a thought-provoking conversation. Let's dive in. If you'd like to put your products in front of thousands of listeners every week on 17 different podcast providers all around the world, all you have to do is email Omarv at mavallone@thedigitent.com for pricing and more information. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe, whichever our providers you use. Tonight we have as our plus one the guys from the Man Crap Podcast. We're going to discuss what it takes to be a man. Fellas, thanks for being my plus one for the evening.
Oh.
That was cool.
What's up, sucker?
What up?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that at all. That was pretty nice. I thought the thing messed up when it all of a sudden went off.
Yeah, we gotta have an intro.
Yeah, man, you gotta have that intro.
That was nice.
We're cool like that. Yeah, we got the Palmer Show Plus One podcast.
That's
joining
right.
us from
right.
Orlando, Florida today.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Yeah, I'll go check
Thanks
him out.
Thanks for having me on. Good, but you're on my show too, so I don't know exactly what we call this.
Yeah.
A collaboration.
Yeah. So we got two podcasts and one going on.
Yes, yours is live. I've never done a live show before.
Recording here, but we're live.
It's my first live show.
Yeah. Yeah. We just put it out there. No editing. We just say whatever's on our mind, and if we get flagged or banned, whatever, we'll get shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we don't care.
Okay.
Yeah,
just change the name and come out with the show again next week.
Yeah. And we got. That's right. Mike Christopher is joining us.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Rick had to leave because there's a tornado heading right towards his house. Yeah.
In the line of destruction.
Yeah.
What's the weather like today in Orlando over there, Palmer?
Well, before we figured out how to get your thing all working there, it was 87 degrees here today and sunny. There was not a cloud in the sky.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the humidity's terrible here. It's really hot. It's super, super hot here this time of year.
I'd rather have hot.
I'd rather have hot than tornadoes, too. I mean,
Tennessee can compete.
Yeah, I was telling Jeff before.
Like that,
my family's all from Maryville up there.
Sticky. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I love that. Love that part of it. Part of Tennessee, man. Beautiful. All right, let's get it going.
So the way my show usually works, we pick a topic that Jeff and I have chosen earlier in our conversations, and then I throw out a couple of questions and sort of get a conversation going. We just see where it takes us. You guys all in?
We're ready.
All right, guys, let's start with this. How do you define being a man, and how has that definition evolved over the years? Who wants to go first?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question.
So being a man.
Yeah, what's it mean to be a man?
Taking care of your business. Yeah, taking care of your business, taking care of your family. You know, being able to show your emotions. And how's it changed over the years? Golly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. The real man is
a rare sight.
Declining.
Yeah, our fathers didn't really show, at least my dad didn't. He didn't really show a lot of emotions all the time. But now if you don't.
I've talked.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've talked about on this show that I'm not a crier.
Right.
I don't cry very much.
Right.
When I say show your emotions, I don't mean cry. I mean, like, you know, show love to the people around you, you know, and care for people, you know, it's something that my dad did. Like he was never a crier either,
right?
But he did show us love, and you know, he did you know, show us that he cared for us. He was tough on us, you know, but he did show us that he cared. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean by show your emotions. I don't mean cry. I mean, you know, it's okay for a man to cry.
Oh, I was about to ask you. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you look down on guys that cry. Is that a bad thing? What if you cry alone in the shower? No. How's that? Is that okay?
I don't think so. Sure. Yeah.
I'm big on crying alone in the shower.
You got
usually
a shower beer with you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Grant, how old are you? Grant's a younger one, right?
I mean, you know,
I'm 18.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Grant? What's your answer?
You know, I think character is a big one. I think that's probably the biggest trait that a man could have, is just good character, and also like always being there if somebody needs you, you know. I think those are probably the two strongest things a man needs. And then also, you know, it's okay if they cry, but you still have to be strong emotionally, you know.
Yeah, I mean, being a man, you want to keep your character intact, but you also want to be able to, you know, at the same time, at some time somebody told me, you know, get in a fist fight even if you're going to lose, and don't be scared to tell somebody to, you know,
F off. Yeah, stand up for yourself. Have to be, you know, brave, you know.
Yeah, I lost a lot of fights coming up.
Yeah.
I also won some fights, but I lost some too. I am not ashamed to admit it.
Hey, it happens.
Ain't worth keeping count.
Nah. Nah, that's not. Not.
All right, let's roll into what.
What do you think, Mike? What's your answer?
I agree with most of you guys. I think it's a thing of character. It's a thing.
You
got to answer. Oh, me or the other Mike answered. Oh, we'll just call me Palmer and call him Mike.
Palmer.
That way, there's no confusion at all.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's all about your character, how you take care of yourself, how you take care of your family. I think nowadays your wives, girlfriends, whatever you have, would rather you showed emotions and not showed emotions. And that doesn't just mean, you know, showing you love them. I think they want to see you sad. They want to see you happy. You know, they want to know that you feel things, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
All right, what expectations do you feel are placed on men today, and how do these expectations impact your daily life? What do you think people expect out of us? Opposed to maybe what it used to be different, because we've said it earlier, what the way our fathers grew up is completely different nowadays. At least down here. It might be more the same up there, where you guys are a little more country, and I'm a little more metropolitan down here, I guess. But
I think that people expect men to be around here. They expect men to be strong,
right?
And you know, manly,
right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, you know, like to have a beard, and, you know, to. I don't know.
And shotgun beers and
hunting fish.
Yeah. That's the way the men are. You don't see very many
city slickers,
transgenders, and you don't see that up here.
Yeah, pickup trucks.
Yeah, it's pickup trucks and you know stuff like that up here. You know that's what's expected up here where we're at. You know
what part of Tennessee are you guys in again? What part of Tennessee are you guys in?
We're about 20 minutes north of Nashville.
Nashville, that's right. You had said that.
Halfway between Nashville and Kentucky.
Yeah.
I got you. Not a lot of transgenders or LGBTQ plus or whatever that is. You guys don't get a lot of that. Or is it just not in your your circle?
Yeah, like we don't see it very much.
Right.
We don't see it very much. you know, and I think it's just, you know, it's expected for men to be men.
Yeah.
What men used to be.
Right.
Well, there's two. You know, I mean,
what's up?
The transgenders are here. I
mean,
they're not going anywhere.
It's not a nothing.
Yeah, it's not a big problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem at all. I mean, people, you want
yeah, I mean, people are people. You know, if that's what they want to do, that's fine.
I have a
problem with that. We,
I'm not going to judge anybody for what they are.
No, we used to have a guy here that worked at the cigar shop upstairs, and he was gay. And then he started dating a woman who identified as a man, and then they got married. So I'm not exactly sure what category he's in anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's married to the woman who thinks
more
she's a man.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. I had fun working with him when he was here.
Yeah.
It would just be confusing on a day-to-day basis. So, like, when she came in, you couldn't call her girl name. You had to call her guy name. And sometimes that's hard, and not to say, you know, use the right pronoun. You got to use her instead of, or you got to use him. You're not allowed to use her, and it was just a confusing time.
What's up, Eddie?
Eddie Porter in the house.
Yeah, what's up, Eric?
Oh, you guys are seeing the people watching.
Yeah.
I see it small on my screen, but I see it. Okay, I got you. Oh, don't keep doing that. You're going to give me a headache.
Yeah, and you know, back on the transgender thing, I mean, the society thinks that you know, the real man just hates that. And it's just like, oh, my God, we just can't deal with it.
Right.
We don't care.
Right, exactly.
We could care less what happens.
Right.
Or what people do.
Right.
You know, we're just trying to live our lives. We don't care. Do your thing. I don't care.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not a big...
Treat everybody equally. And just don't push your agendas on me. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
You know.
Just do your thing.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Don't push your agenda.
Yeah.
What about having manners? You think it's important that a man has manners? Opens the door for a woman, opens the car door,
yeah.
You know, don't let her walk. One thing that drives me crazy is when I see somebody and the woman's on the outside edge by the street and the guy's on the inside. That just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Or a woman pumping gas and the guy sitting in the passenger
seat.
Right.
Like,
you know, I can count on one hand how many times my wife has driven with me in the passenger seat.
Yeah, that usually doesn't happen here either.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mother never has pumped gas in her life. She doesn't even know how it works.
Yeah.
Well, your dad was a real gentleman for sure.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah.
Now my wife needs gas and she's by herself, she pumps gas.
Right, my wife
together,
will do that too.
I pump the gas.
Right. If we're out together though, I'm pumping the gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
And you send them in for the snacks. They go in and get you some chips and a soda or something.
Yeah.
All right, how do you navigate the balance between expressing emotions and maintaining a tough image? We sort of touched on this already earlier.
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, I'm not a crier, so...
Let's stop right there for a minute, Jeff. What would make you cry? I mean, you're not a crier. You haven't done it a lot, you said, but I guess there are times when you have cried.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the times that I remember crying are... funerals.
Right.
I think those are the only times that I, as an adult, are the only times that I remember really crying.
Right.
I mean, I don't think I've ever really gotten emotional about anything. Like, I've never cried during a movie.
Oh, really? Like, a tear runs down your face or something when they shoot Old Yeller or something?
But you feel a little bit sad.
I mean,
I
do
cry.
Like, of course, like some movies, like I do feel like I could cry, but it just doesn't ever. It just doesn't come.
You're just not getting there.
Yeah, it just doesn't ever come out. You know what I mean? It's just like I'm just not. It just doesn't come. You know what I mean? I don't know why. It just. I'm just not a cry. You know? I don't know why. But
Palmer, can you ask that question one more time? What was the question?
How do you navigate the balance between expressing emotions and maintaining a tough image? And then we sort of broke it into what could make you cry.
Well, I think that, you know, showing emotion and vulnerability is tough, you know?
Right. I agree.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think it's all, you know, people are going to respect you if you are real with them and you, you know, show your emotions. You don't just hide everything.
I cry at movies. I'll admit it. I mean, my wife will look over and she'll go, "Aw," you know, then she's loving on me. "It'll be okay." Like, did you see the dog? The dog saved the guy and then the dog died. And I'm big on dogs.
My wife's about to chime in.
Are you a crier, Mike?
I can be.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
I wish I could cry sometimes. Sometimes I like, damn it, man, I wish I could cry. You know what? Sometimes I feel like I need to.
It feels good when you.
Yeah.
I'm
100%.
I'm more of a happy crier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I
wish I could.
I've never happy cried before. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking like big, ugly crying. Like in a movie, you know, just maybe a tear rolls down your face or you sniffle a little.
But like bawling is what you're talking about?
Yeah. I don't all out. You know, that's the one that when I'm in the shower that I'm, when I'm doing that one. So water on my face, you can't tell.
Yeah.
All right, what role do you guys think traditional gender roles play in shaping your identity as a man? So you guys are sort of men's men's up there. So the gender roles, like, you know, the man works, the woman stays home and cleans, or, you know, you don't do laundry, she picks up the house. How do you think things have changed where gender roles are shaping your identity as a man?
Yeah, I mean we kind of touched on this on the podcast one time. We did a
I
quick
just cut out.
My bad. His knee, probably.
Yeah.
There you go. How's that? Can you hear me?
Nope. Technical difficulty.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
So we can hear you though, but
yeah, we hear him fine.
I don't know if Palmer can. But
yep, I hear everything too. I'm good over here.
There you go. Mike, can you hear me?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, that one does that sometimes. It goes in and out.
I got you now. Oh, no. Oh. Whatever you're messing with.
Grab those other headphones.
These right here.
There you go. Leave it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It works. It works. Don't touch it.
We talked about this on the podcast one time. We asked a question. I forget what we were talking about, but is it okay for a man to stay home if the woman makes enough money?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
for him to stay home. Yeah. And
what'd you guys say before I answer? Go ahead. Before I answer and embarrass. No. Before I answer and embarrass myself, what'd you guys say first? And I might change my answer.
I said no. I said that the man should always work regardless. Only because for his psyche.
Right.
Like he just needs to.
Needs to do something. Going.
Yeah, just sitting at home all day. You can't really do that. I can't really do that.
It's not going to be good for his psyche. You know what I mean? So, to answer your question, the man should always work. And if the woman wants to work, and yes, for sure, the woman for sure should work. Yeah.
Sometimes it's not a want. It's a
You have to.
Yeah, anymore, you need a two-income family. Yeah,
50, 60s anymore.
Yeah.
I'd love it if my wife made more money than me. Oh, I mean, I wish she did. Not that I could stay home, because I can't even sit and watch TV without doing something else. So I'd have to find something to do, which, you know, we all talk about this podcasting thing. This doesn't make any money, so maybe I'd just do more shows or something. I don't know.
Nah.
But, like laundry at our house. I love doing laundry. I like folding it. It's just something about it. I've got issues, and something about folding the laundry and putting it in piles after it's been a big mess sort of calms me down. Takes all the anxiety away, and it makes me feel better. So, like, we just got a new washer yesterday. I did 7 loads of laundry yesterday, and I was just having the time of my life just folding and putting it in piles. Now, I don't clean.
Yeah.
I don't clean floors. I don't clean the counter because, one, she says I don't do a good job. And, two, I don't like it. So, I mean, I'll vacuum, but we have tile floors, so she has to mop. I just don't like doing it. Not that I cared about doing it. Yeah, I just don't enjoy it.
I think if the woman can stay home, I think it is good for the home life.
Right.
If she can stay home, like my wife stays home, but she does work. She answers the calls and makes all the appointments and.
Oh yeah, for your tent business.
She keeps the house immaculate and cooks like a champion and does all that. You know, she works hard, man. I love what she does. I'm proud of her. You know, she worked hard for a lot of years, and you know, and I'm proud of her. Proud for what she does. I'm appreciative for what she does.
Blessed.
Very blessed. Very
blessed. Grant, do you still live at home?
Yeah, I do.
What's the setup with your parents? Does your mother stay home and your dad works, or vice versa? Or they both work? Just because I figure your parents
both
are probably
my mom
about
and my dad work.
Yeah, I figure your parents are about the same age as me, Mike, and Jeff. So.
Yeah, they both work.
Gotcha.
My mom didn't work for a little bit, but
right?
She works now.
Did your dad help out around the house, or does mom do everything? Not that either one of them is wrong.
Yeah, my dad helps out.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
So not that there's anything wrong with either one of them. I'm just trying to get a baseline here because you're so much younger than the rest of us.
Yeah, so my dad, he really does. I would say they're pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
They do it about the same. They work together real good.
Do you have a plan for when you get older and you have your own wife, or do you want her to stay home and raise the kids, or do you mind if she works?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I want to be able to provide a life where she can stay at home.
Right, if she wants to.
That's the goal, you know.
All right, moving on. How was your... Go ahead, Mike. You have something you want to say?
Go ahead.
No. What's the situation at your house, Mike? What do you guys do?
Me and my wife both work. Always have. It's not really 50-50 around the house. My wife probably does 80-20.
Yeah, it's about like it is in my house, too. Now, I'll do everything outside, though. I spend all day Saturday working in the yard. But again, it's because I like it. Nobody bothers me.
I lost the yard mowing responsibility years ago because I kept running over stuff she had planted. My wife's like big green thumb. She put stuff everywhere in the yard and looked like a weed to me.
I need to do more. I need to do more around the house. I don't do enough. I need to do more. I admit that.
I do too.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
You'd be in trouble, Paul.
Sorry, guys. Well, you know, I cook and I do the laundry and I do the yard. She does everything else. Now, if I'm cleaning anything else because I got in trouble because me and the dogs tracked dirt through the house or something, you know, and then I had to. But other than that.
Look, y'all, if stuff cuts off,
it's the power.
It is storming here right now.
Yeah.
It's lightning and everything. So if everything just cuts off, that means the power went out.
Okay. Oh shit, go. Duck and cover. Do you guys need to go somewhere safe?
Nah,
we're in the garage.
I don't know, it's running through here.
The building starts shaking. I'm going to grab a hold of Jeff.
He's the biggest thing in the room.
That was awful.
That was terrible.
I love you, Jeff.
Shit, we're men. We're going to tough it out. Let's go. Just keep going.
That'd be the greatest podcast ever. You guys get sucked up and blown away. I mean, my number one show.
Right.
Yeah, so feel sorry for you guys. You're not gonna, going. Yeah, he's not going to do anything. All right. Where are we at? Here we go. How has your understanding of being a man been influenced by the media, culture, and your upbringing? We sort of already covered the upbringing stuff, but how about media and the culture?
Yeah, I think the media skews it an awful lot.
Yeah,
about what's going on in society. You know, I think You know, like I said before, the real man is on decline. But is it really, though? I mean, I think the, you know, the media wants to put out a certain narrative about what's going on. But everybody that I talk to or comes into the shop feels the same way I do, you know, about, you know, has the same beliefs that I do, you know, about
right.
the media. You know what I mean? They're skewing stuff about what's really going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure Mike's got a huge opinion about that. You know what I mean? He hates the media.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the media either. I think their narrative is always going to be to hurt us, never to help us.
Agendas.
Yeah.
Yeah, the news is always exactly slanted right. depending on which one you're watching.
Right.
And look at, I mean, look at how much TV and movies and all have changed since we were children, Jeff and Palmer. I mean,
right.
There's so much more
of that kind of stuff in there, like transgender and
all of
sexual
practices or whatever. Of it.
Yeah, what happened to Rocky and
Schwarzenegger?
Well, you know,
not even sexual orientation of
it. Action movie.
Yeah, the action movie, you know.
You can't see a commercial that doesn't have, you know, a black husband, a Chinese wife, and then a white kid.
Right.
And
that's
the other
right.
kid.
That's right.
I wasn't going to say that. Yeah. That was exactly
I'm
point.
Not a racist, right. but I mean, it's obvious.
Right. Not either.
I mean, why are they what's inclusive or whatever they're calling it now, where they're trying to, you know, blend everything in because everybody wants to see somebody that represents them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine, whatever, you know.
Right.
But it's just they're just trying to push that, you know, like everybody's got to be included. You're right. Yeah.
Right. I've got friends that won't take their kids to see Disney movies anymore because they become so inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney's corrupt.
I've got a 5, almost 6-year-old granddaughter that lives with us, and you really got to watch what she watches on TV because so.
You don't know what they're putting on the TV.
So much influence in a lot of those kids shows.
Yeah. And if you actually watch some of them, some of them are kind of, they're a little weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been watching,
weird
Grant?
Seeing
Grant,
Rick,
what have you been watching that's been hurting you? Sounds like Grant's had a problem with the TV show.
I mean,
on the
really
Disney
nothing
channel.
Watching that hurt me.
Show us where it hurts you.
Give him the doll and let him show us where it hurts.
Show us the doll where it hurts. But what are some examples though? What's
like Coco Melon? You know what the show is?
See, I've heard of that, but I don't know what that is anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's a show for like little kids, and it's I don't know. It's just weird. It's kind of like a Teletubbies kind of thing. But
I was gonna say, when my youngest boy was Teletubbies and the Wiggles, those guys from Australia.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
the Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Have y'all seen the Nickelodeon special about the sexual stuff that was going on?
No, I have seen. I think it's on HBO. I've seen the little square for it.
It is on HBO.
Yeah. No, but I didn't realize what it was about.
Pickles and the holes and
oh my lord!
I mean, they're shooting stuff on the kids' faces, and you know, it looks like jizz, and it's just
propaganda.
It's just so sexual, man. It's sickening, man. And then, like, some of the guys got arrested for. It's just sickening, man, to watch. If nobody's watched, you should watch it and see how sickening it was.
But it was, you know, nobody paid attention to it.
Right. Now, you know, looking back on it, it's like, what the?
Right.
And my
question
is, like, why do they even put that kind of stuff in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? I get, like, it's desensitizing and all that, but, like, what does that really do? Like, why is that their benefit?
Because the makers of the shows were sick, twisted perverts.
I think sometimes they do it to see if they can get away with it.
And they got away with it for a while.
Yeah, we've all probably seen things that didn't even register, but now if somebody was to tell you, like all that stuff Disney used
to
hide in
their
movies.
There's a lot of those moments in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
Kid show or adult?
Like Ren and Stimpy and the, you know, I mean,
cartoons, but they're cartoons for adults. All right, guys. In what ways do you think men can support each other in breaking free from the harmful stereotypes and expectations? See, but the stereotypes you guys like, that's the way you guys want it anymore. And that's not a bad thing. That's just the way we've been discussing it tonight. You guys want a man to be a man and, you know, not be treated any different.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I mean, what's a harmful stereotype of a man? I don't really think there is one.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it goes back to the what the media's doing, man. It's just that they're
they make us out to be villains. If you're a man, it's bad anymore.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. You know, and all the, like what Mike said with the movies and the, you know, and all the stuff that they're putting out is just. I don't understand what their agenda is. I don't get it. It's like they're, I don't know. Is it, you know, and I've always thought this, is it population control? Are they trying to like get rid of the real man? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's so many people on earth and they're trying to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say? Like they don't. There's so many people on earth and we're using up all the resources that are trying to, you know.
You're being kind of toxic, Jeff.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist, so, you know, is it population control? Is it part of the whole agenda?
I think it's more of just like, let's just see how messed up we can get our generation so that they can fight each other.
You think?
I think it all is going to come down to they're trying to make us hate ourselves so that we don't team up against them and find a way to beat the system.
Yeah, they do keep us separated. That's for sure.
I think Grant's got a good point there. I mean, if a man's not, you know, as strong or as steadfast on his beliefs and everything, that it would be easier to control us. He's a little more subservient than he would be than if he's, you know, Andy Griffin. Instead, he's, you know, Jack Ritter, something like that. Just to throw a couple of TV references.
Yeah, if you just go along with everything, then
right, like, oh, it'll be okay. Oh, there it goes again.
Well,
I don't know.
And it's been going on for years now with just the no respect for authority. I mean, there's no respect for parents, policemen, teachers, fathers. I mean, it's just all breaking down to where there's no respect for a real man anymore either.
There's really no respect for
anybody.
There's no respect for anybody nowadays. You can just see it on some people's faces. Like, you can just tell they don't really respect anybody.
Now, everybody thinks they're owed something.
Yeah.
All right, how do you think? No. Go ahead. I don't know who was talking.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know what I was going to say.
How do you think the definition of masculinity differs across generations, and what can we learn from these differences?
I think the older that you are, typically, you know, there's more masculine people, like typically masculine, whatever that definition you would say. But as the kids get, you know, as new generations come, it's just kind of fading off. It's, you know, like, I just think, I don't know why, it's just, the younger kids are just becoming more and more soft, you know?
Yeah.
I think Grant's got a good point there. I think he's right.
Yeah, it's. I think it was the way that people were raised.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, you know, like, our fathers' fathers had to work, you know, so they taught their kids how to work.
Right.
They fought in war.
And they taught their kids how to work. And now, you know, you're not teaching your kids how to work. So you don't have to work as hard anymore. You know what I mean? It's all, everything's done on a damn computer. You know, and you don't have to work as hard anymore. So you're not teaching your kids how to work hard.
Yeah, get a podcast. Be an influencer.
I mean, right, exactly.
That's right. We talked about also, have you heard about the shrinking of the taint?
Taint shrinking epidemic.
Taints are shrinking.
No, that's fill me in here, boys. We got time to kill. What is that?
Okay, so look, I've got it written down here somewhere. Let me see if I can find it.
I like how Jeff keeps that handy.
Yeah, it is somewhere.
Well,
somewhere in my notes. But this was a long, this was a while back, long time ago. We talked about this. Look, all you got to do is look up the, taint shrinking lady.
Taint
she
shrinking
was actually
lady
on Rogan's podcast. They talked about this on Rogan. So she's got this theory that men's taints are shrinking, so it's making them more feminine.
So that's that's the masculine part between the asshole and the balls.
Yeah,
evidently
that's it. That's where it's all
apparently
stored.
So, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand how how that makes us less masculine.
I don't know either, man. You'd have to listen to her. I don't know.
It makes you wonder when somebody says, "How many inches is it? What are you measuring?"
Right. Not only,
a big taint, boy.
I got to carry two measurements around with me now. How big? Yeah, like Mike said, how big is it? Well, which one are you asking about, honey?
Yeah. Let me measure that taint, boy. Let's see how big your taint is.
And did she go around measuring people? I mean,
dude, there's a whole study about it.
Who paid for that?
I wish I could find it. But look, you can look it up on the internet.
That's some government grant for taint shrinkage?
There's been a whole study. There's been a whole study about taint shrinkage.
You
can look it up.
Do they pay for that? I might sign up for that. How much are you guys offering to pay for me to measure my, you know, my regions?
Yeah.
And then is there an exercise where I can stretch it to make it longer?
Yeah,
you can stretch it.
Is that what a Kegel is? The Kegel everybody talks about?
It's been proven.
Men's Kegels.
Palmer, it's been proven if you stretch your tank, it does. It's basically the same as if you had a larger tank.
Same thing.
It's effective.
Whose phone's ringing? Is that the National Weather Service telling you guys to duck and cover?
That was mine.
Sorry.
No. You're fine. Just as long as it's not the emergency, you know, system people.
Oh, that already went off. The Amber Alert.
Yeah. Oh, we heard that go off twice for you.
Two of them went off.
Yeah.
It's coming down like a flood right now.
Yeah. Rick said there's a funnel headed right for the shop.
That old Rick.
Yeah, but we treat tornadoes like y'all treat hurricanes.
Hurricanes, yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, my wife
starts shaking. That's when we'll worry.
My wife's from Missouri. She spends every hurricane warning in her closet. She has a walk-in closet.
Yeah.
And I used to have a bar in the backyard, and I'd be at the sliding glass door watching, make sure my bar didn't blow down. She's like, "Will you get in here?" I'm like, "No, look, my bar's still up." So every time a different hurricane went through, I changed the name of the bar. So before I actually took it down, it was called the Cat 5 Bar or Cat 4 Bar because that was the strongest hurricane that it held up to. I can build. I can tell you. I might not know what you're talking about with the cars thing, but I can build stuff. All right, last question here, guys. What value?
Oh, hold on.
Go ahead.
I got to put this comment up here. Hold on just a second. Eddie says, "Taints aren't getting smaller. Buttholes are getting bigger."
Maybe he's right. That could be it. That would make more sense than the taint is shrinking.
Right. Every generation's buttholes are getting bigger.
Right, because maybe, you know, they put stuff where they shouldn't put stuff.
Right.
Maybe. All right, what values or qualities do you guys think are important for men to have in today's society and why? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, just being honest, you know, I mean, I think that's about fun. Yeah. You know, being honest, I think that's another thing that's gone by the wayside. People don't know how to be honest anymore.
Right.
You know, I think that's the main thing. You know, people just lie.
It's second nature to some people. They'll lie before they tell the truth.
Yeah. It is. You know, they just lie about anything. And it's just terrible.
Keep your word.
Yeah. Keep your word.
There you go. That's a good one, too. Yeah,
handshake,
that's a good one.
Man.
Keep your word.
Yeah. Handshake deals are lost anymore.
Do it.
Everybody's so sue happy, and they want to take you to court because of something you did or didn't do.
Yeah.
We said respect earlier. I think that's important. It'd be nice if the younger kids respected the older people. That would be good.
Yeah.
My youngest son has just started dating a new young lady, and she doesn't know what to do because he opens doors for her and holds the door to the place, opens the car door, says, yes, ma'am, no, sir, to her parents. She's never dated a guy that's done that before. She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. He was taught well.
That's what I told him today. He was telling me this stuff, and I go, well, it's just because I raised you right, son. He is. Thank you, Father. Yes, you did. Which is very nice. How about you, Grant? What do you think?
Can you kind of dumb the question down for me?
All right, I'll talk slower. What values, which are things that you believe in, or qualities, which are things that you do that maybe somebody else doesn't do, that you think are important to men to have in today's society? So what do you think a man should be doing that he doesn't already do? And we've touched on a lot of it from the other questions, but this is sort of the summary at the for the last question of the conversation.
I mean, like Jeff said, honesty is a big one.
Right.
Like I said earlier, I think, you know, having good character just in general is a big one. And also, I really think, like, I guess that kind of goes on with what you were saying also, that we just need more gentlemen, you know?
Right.
That's probably the biggest thing. We just need more gentlemen, more, I guess, you know?
Do you hang out with mostly people your own age, Grant, or do you hang out with the guys at the shop, which is what I'm seen, but I was just curious.
Well, I mean, I do work a lot, so right. I hang out with them a lot, and also, I mean, I do hang out with my friends too.
Yeah, he's hanging out with 50-year-olds all day,
right? Which I was
6 days a week.
The reason I was asking that was sort of give him a leg up on his buddies who maybe don't have the advantage of hanging out with you guys. I mean, he's got his father at home,
yeah.
And then when he gets to work, he's got you guys teaching him how to be a man. So, I mean,
it's a lot of wisdom,
right?
It has been a lot of stuff that I've learned.
Yeah.
Most of my friends are younger than me.
He's gonna be a good one.
That's right. He's gonna end up being a great man when he gets. Well, he already is. He's 18. So
that's a value you could look, you know, to have to be an influence.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Pass on your knowledge to someone else, so maybe they'll do the same thing when they get older.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm out of questions. What anything you guys want to talk about, or do you guys need to duck and cover? I'm good either way. We got 45 minutes here.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
All right.
Well, for me.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me, especially during a tornado. So,
yeah.
Except that Rick who left. Don't know about him.
It's coming down.
Oh, yeah. We need to get to the house. We need to cut this short.
All right, guys, I appreciate
you. The Palmer Plus One Show.
Yeah.
One more time.
The Palmer Show Plus One Podcast.
The Palmer Show Plus One Podcast.
This will be up on my.
Follow him.
Yeah, this will be up on my thing tomorrow. This goes up tomorrow morning.
Go follow him. Where can they find you?
If they go and look for The Palmer Show Plus One, I'm on all the major podcast providers. I've got a YouTube page, The Palmer Show Plus One, and there's also a Facebook page with the same name, Palmer Show Plus One. There'll be links to everything. I put up little snippets of the show during the week, just get people interested. So I'd appreciate anything.
Yeah, and we are the Man Crap Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, listen to us on Spotify, or anywhere you can find a podcast.
All right, guys,
yeah,
thanks.
We appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Right. You guys be careful. I'll send you a list of movies, too, Jeff, that might make you cry. Just maybe we can get you to cry at a movie.
I need to cry.
All right, guys. You guys be safe and take it easy.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right, guys.
Have a good one now.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right.
See you, Palmer.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Thank you to this week's Plus One, the Man Crap Podcast crew, for sharing their insights and making our conversation so engaging. Tune in next week for another thought-provoking episode of the Palmer Show Plus One Podcast. Until then, stay curious and keep the conversation going. The Palmer Show Plus One Podcast, its owners and sponsors, take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the belief of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast provider, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Palmer, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hopes that they will be entertaining to the audience.